This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Every time you make tea, you are carrying out science. You're actually doing an extract using a solvent to pull the healing compounds or medicinal compounds out of plants to put it into the water. And you're doing extracts there, and your digestion is another form of a botanical extraction. So that's what I'm going to cover today, is this amazing science that you're doing without even knowing it. So welcome to Health Ranger Science. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm the Lab Science Director of CWC Labs. We do extracts all the time because we do quantitative analysis of botanicals and heavy metals and so on, lots of things. And so in our lab, we are, of course, doing a lot of extracts. And in the lab, we use chemicals that you wouldn't want to swallow, like methanol or acetonitrile or hexane, things like that. But in your body, you're using hydrochloric acid and water to do extracts of things you eat. And a lot of people don't really look at eating and digestion as a process of extracting things, but that's in essence what it really is. You're extracting things and then you're absorbing those things or putting them into your blood, where your blood can use these nutrients and minerals and building blocks to make tissue, to synthesize protein, to repair injuries or repair cells in your body and so on. Now, every extract involves a solvent of some kind, and then you have your original plant material from which the extract is being extracted. Now, there are lots of different solvents that you can use to do this. Water is the most universal solvent, and it's a very powerful solvent. But you may not be aware that carbon dioxide, which is, of course, the most important nutrient for plant growth on our planet, even though it's vilified by the climate change hoax theory, which is an absolute hoax, carbon dioxide is also a solvent. If you compress carbon dioxide gas and subject it to very high pressure, it forms a liquid. And this carbon dioxide liquid can be used to extract lots of different bioactive compounds from plants. And it's called a CO2 extraction, or depending on the pressures you use, a supercritical extraction. And this extraction is really a nice way to pull materials out of plants. It's used throughout the cannabis industry, for example. You load up these cylinders with plant, cannabis leaves and plant material and granulated material, and then you subject it to a CO2 pressurization, a supercritical extraction process, and you get out all these botanical compounds, CBD, the different cannabidiols, THC, CBDA, CBG, and so on. And then the carbon dioxide is evaporated off, which is easy to do by simply releasing the pressure that you use to turn it into a liquid. So carbon dioxide reverts back to a gas relatively easily, and then that gas is reclaimed to be reused in the next extraction cycle to repressurize it into a liquid. So carbon dioxide, also, if carbon dioxide is not a toxic chemical, not like hexane or dichloromethane or acetonitrile or even methanol. So carbon dioxide is very safe. If there were some CO2 residues still left in the final extract, it wouldn't be toxic to get a little bit of CO2 in your food. I mean, after all, you're inhaling carbon dioxide all the time at about 400 parts per million, which is its composition in the atmosphere. So 400 ppm is actually a very small amount of the atmosphere, but it's enough that you're subjecting yourself to CO2 all the time with every breath that you inhale. So anyway, carbon dioxide is not at all harmful unless it goes to very high levels of concentration in the air. Then it becomes a toxin to humans, but it's not a toxin to plants at all. In fact, plants are starving for CO2. They need more. That's why greenhouse growers often use CO2 generators to generate more CO2 to help the plants grow more quickly. So by the way, just as a side note, for those of you who enjoy a green planet and you love reforestation and you love nature, you should love higher CO2 levels in the atmosphere, because it is the green molecule. It helps plants grow. In fact, without it, plants would die. But getting back to the whole issue of extraction. Now, when you eat something, when you eat plants, you know there are medicines in those plants, right? The different pigment chemicals, the different nutrients, the vitamins, these are synthesized by plants into powerful medicines. And part of your job in digestion is to take those medicines out of those plants, out of the fiber, and then to make them soluble in your the stomach acid and the bile and so on that's in your digestive tract so that they can be absorbed through your intestinal walls and go into your bloodstream. So the point of digestion is to pull things out of plants or whatever you're eating and put them into your bloodstream. That is really the entire point. And so you're using hydrochloric acid and you're using water in your system in order to extract these substances. And by the way, your stomach acid, it's called acid, it's actually more water than acid. It's a very weak acid. It's got a little bit of hydrochloric acid in it, but it's mostly water. So don't think that it's highly acidic. Like, you know, if you were to vomit on a car, it's not going to eat the metal of the car away. And of course, if you had very powerful acid in your stomach, then it would do that. It actually would eat through your own tissue. But the acid that you do have is very, very weak. So don't think that you have crazy strong acid. And that's important to understand because digestion requires you to physically break down the food first with proper chewing. You know, chewing is sort of granulating the food, and it's also crushing the cell walls. And there are certain types of superfoods, such as cruciferous vegetables, who have different chemicals that are locked into different cell walls. And by you chewing on them, you release these two chemicals, which combine to form more powerful chemicals that are very potent anti-cancer chemicals. For example, in the cruciferous family, cruciferous vegetable family, you have sulforaphane. You have glucoraphanin is another one. You've got a whole class called glucosinolates. And chewing is what really releases the greatest potential of these nutrients. So if you don't chew, you can't really get them out. You can't get the nutrients out. So chewing is actually very important. And then after you chew, then your stomach acid and the water that's part of that continues the extraction. And then you have the probiotics and the friendly flora in your intestinal tract that are also very, very important for completing digestion. And even, you might say, transmuting certain nutrients into other nutrients through bacterial synthesis. In other words, they're actually creating nutrients by eating the raw materials that are in your gut and then excreting finished nutrients. Sometimes some of those are vitamins. So bacteria actually produce vitamins in your gut. And this is why if you take antibiotics, you are killing your nutrient production system inside your own gut. And that's why people who take a lot of antibiotics, who live on a lot of pharmaceuticals, they tend to have malnutrition, even if they're eating a lot of calories. The reason is because they're not getting the internal nutrition that's normally synthesized by the colonies, bacterial colonies living in your gut. I know this is a lot to take in. Digestion and plant extracts and so on, it's a very technical area. And what's going on in your body just from eating is actually very, very complex. And most people don't think about it at all. They just think that whatever you eat, it becomes you. Or they don't even think that far. They just think whatever you eat is just a form of entertainment. The truth is, your body separates the nutrients from the non-digestible fibers of the plants. And it's those non-digestible fibers or insoluble fibers that are passed through your system that come out in fecal matter and never become part of your body. It's only the things that you extract from the food that become your blood, your cells, your brain cells, you know, all of that. So I just want you to think about all of this as you're eating next time, or if you're drinking a smoothie next time, or if you're doing juicing. You know, juicing is doing a lot of the digestion for you. So the machine is separating the juice from the insoluble fibers, allowing your body to more readily and quickly absorb the nutrients from that juice, but it's not a complete process. In other words, juicing isn't the same as digestion. It's just the physical separation step. From there, your body does have to do a lot of digestion after that. So stomach acid is very important. You know, bacterial colonies in your gut are very important, and so on. Just be conscious as you eat. Be conscious of what you drink, that your body has to do a lot of work to do the extracts, and that you are doing some of that. When you make tea, you're doing an extract. that a lot of the science of plant extraction is going on around you and inside you automatically without you even thinking about it. It's an amazing world when you really get into natural medicine and understanding the science behind healing botanicals, superfoods, and so on. I'm the founder of HealthRangerStore.com, where we have all lab-validated superfoods. Everything's tested in our lab, our ISO-accredited laboratory. So you can find all those products at HealthRangerStore.com. And also read my website, naturalnews.com, for a lot of discussion about healing foods, natural medicine, avoiding toxic exposure to toxic elements such as mercury and aluminum and so on. We cover a lot of science, a lot of nutrition at naturalnews.com. Hope you learn something every day, that you check out our website, and thank you for listening today. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at HealthRangerStore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at HealthRangerStore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.